Okay, everybody, it's me, Gregory Manorino. Thursday, November 2nd, 2023. It's incredible what we're seeing here, and it's exactly what we would expect to see, what we believed would happen. Again, you and I. So anyway, just real quick, this is my pre-market report. And what I am talking about, we have covered right here on this blog, that central banks, in this case the Federal Reserve, can do certain things here to keep the stock market propped up. One of these things, obviously, is to buy more debt. Buying more debt keeps rates suppressed. This keeps a doorway open for cash to make its way into the stock market, creating an even more bigger bubble than we already have. The illusion of the market. I don't know how many times I've told you this, and we've spoken about this. The illusion of the market, it's a farce. It tricks people into thinking the economy is strong, and there is no connection between the stock market and the economy at all. This morning, the 10-year yield is 4.7. Just 2 days ago, we were 4.9. Yesterday, we heard from the Federal Reserve, no rate hike. Imagine our shock. We knew this was the most likely scenario here. But what's happening here, obviously, is, well, someone's buying the debt, and I mean a lot of it. That's how the bond market works. When an entity out here buys the debt, yields drop. Again, this is the Federal Reserve. They're buying it all. Just in case you don't know, we talked about this yesterday. The number one buyer of U.S. debt is the Federal Reserve. And they must buy the debt to keep rates suppressed. The other thing that's going on right now is the dollar is markedly weaker versus other currencies. If you looked at the Dixie right now, when trading doesn't start for about an hour and a half from the time I am doing this, an hour and 40 minutes from the time I am doing this video blog, you will see that the Dixie, or the relative strength of the dollar, is down over 0.75%. Understand again what you're looking at. People look at these numbers and they don't understand how they work or why they work. But as we've covered, central banks manipulate the value of their currency. The Federal Reserve, all it has to do is dump dollars and buy foreign currency, and that fosters the illusion of currency weakness and or strength. You understand? Now, we all know that a weaker dollar on a relative strength basis is obviously stock market positive, and that, again, will foster the illusion of the market. It'll rise on the back of that. And then you got, of course, this other phenomenon of rates and the 10-year yield dropping precipitously in the past couple of days is obviously what you would and I would expect to see here. So the game remains the same. Look, this is what you can expect to see. Let me just throw it out here. Are you ready? What do we know is going on? I mean, what have we spoken about for like 10 years? Central banks in a race to the bottom to kill their currencies, none more so than the Federal Reserve. This is the real reason why we're seeing inflation, all right? All this nonsense. How many of you believe, honestly, that this is just a mistake, that the central banks of the world, including the Fed, they just got it wrong to such a degree that they've created worldwide inflation? Do you realize this is a global phenomenon? Do you realize the global economy is contracting at its fastest pace we've ever seen? Oh, but you wouldn't know that if you listened to Powell thing, vomitous mass puke yesterday. You know, that's another thing. It looks like I offended some people by calling Powell a vomitous mass puke. And look, if you don't like that kind of talk, you don't belong here. I'm going to tell you right now, just unsubscribe or stop watching these videos, because these are not human beings in my view. They don't have a human quality. All they're concerned about is deceiving people, lying to people, stringing people along to the slaughterhouse. So I will continue to call these people pukes and vomitous masses and everything else, because that's what they are. Along with our so-called representatives, every freaking member of the Federal Reserve, including its chairman, vice chairman, and all the other freaks that dwell in the halls of the Federal Reserve. So if you can't handle, you know, a little bit of whatever you want to call this, Greg, you make fun of people. I don't like you. Good. I don't care. care. I'm not going to change. And I guarantee you that most people here would agree with me, okay? Because this thing is just a freak show. Anyway, going to back what I was saying, yesterday it was lying to us, Powell. Oh, the economy is much stronger than we anticipated based off of GDP, and that's just because we're funding wars all over the world. That was just the Ukraine war. Wait till you see what's going to happen to GDP when this Israeli war gets priced into, because government spending is calculated as a part of GDP, and government spending today off the Richter scale to, again, foster the illusion of a strong economy. But we couldn't be worse off around the world. The economy around the world is collapsing. And this is the goal of central banks, to bring the world to its knees, to create slaves to the system. You all know that. Anyway, going back to what we're seeing this morning. So no hike yesterday. They're gonna pump this world with more debt than you could possibly imagine. So what's the solution here? The solution is simple. Do what you and I have been doing for 10 years, bet against the debt, become your own central bank, and then from a whole other plane, love each other, care about each other, be charitable. Understand, it's not so hard to get. If we know they're going to balloon the debt much higher than it is right now by keeping rates suppressed, and they're going to weaken the dollar as well as other currencies as well around the world, what do you want to do? You want to be in these currencies, really, honestly? No, you do not. You want to be on the opposite side of that trade. And in my view, you know, do your own research on this. Please don't take my word for anything I talk about. Think about what I say. Ponder these things. Does it make sense to you? People know the truth when they hear it. You know, I'm going to tip my hat off to Greg Hunter for that one. Greg did say that a long time ago, and it's always stuck in my head. People know the truth when they hear it. People know the truth when they hear it. What I'm saying here, does this ring true to you? Do you see what's happening? Do you understand why this is happening as well? What's going on here? This is again central banks whose main goal here is to control the world via the monetary system. Once we let that go, once we allowed private institutions to control the monetary system, we lost. We lost freedoms, we lost liberties, and the only way we can get that back is to return to a sound money system. You cannot be free. You have to understand that. We cannot be free without a sound money system. I don't know another way to say that here. Until we do that, we are living under the rule and of a private institution who is hell-bent on destroying all of us, and also in my view, and you can differ with me on that, they want to reduce the population of this world by a large amount. There's too many people, according to them. They want to control you in every manner they can, and that means they want to kill you too. They want less people. They want absolute control over everything. What do you think? What did we just find out? Was it this week? I think it was last week. Today, here in the United States, and this is a worldwide phenomenon, small businesses are shuttering at their fastest pace ever, more so than the financial crisis, more so than the scamdemic. And people are dying at a very young age these days. They just seem to be just vanishing. I wonder why that's happening. You getting a clue here as to what's going on? Yeah, I think you do. You know, the warp speed thing that was forced down our throats? Oh, yeah, that's working real well. It's doing exactly what it's supposed to do. You can't make up this thing or any of the stuff that we're talking about. It's impossible to do, people. Anyway, look, today's video, I want you to keep your eye on a few things. The dollar. We've been talking about this for I don't know how long. I've been telling you, we've been discussing that the Fed can weaken the dollar. They can weaken the dollar by dumping dollars and buying foreign currencies, and that's what they're doing. Okay. They can keep rates suppressed until they're done, and they're not done with the illusion of the market. The illusion of the market is a very, very powerful thing. You understand? People see it. Oh, my 401k is beautiful. Oh, the economy must be really, really strong. No, it's an illusion, okay? Easy money, yet again, none more easier than during the last two presidents who were practically on their knees begging the Federal Reserve to keep the easy money flowing into the economy and into the market. Rah, rah, rah. Stock market's going higher every day. You remember all that? Oh, yeah. It's all an illusion. All an illusion to trick people into thinking things are better than they are. If we did not have that ability, if the former president and Obama before him did not have the ability to basically bully the central banks, who are more than happy to lend, to keep rates low or weaken the dollar, do you think anything would be where it is during their 10 years? We would be a lot better off right now. Things would be real. But it's just the fake money system, this fiat system that has allowed politicians who collude with the central banks, who actually work for the central banks, let's be honest, to prop up the system and create distortions like we've never seen. But we can use that to our advantage. Our advantage is realizing, again, where real wealth lies. And in my view, and you are more than welcome to disagree with me, but I want to hear your perspective on this, it's in suppressed assets, none more so than physical silver, my favorite asset of all time, gold, platinum, palladium as well. And I also think cryptocurrencies are massively undervalued today, but that's my take on it. You can differ with me on that too. All right, we have to set ourselves up for what's coming. If we understand that debt is going to balloon more so than we've ever seen before, in history, okay, that's the nature of the beast. It must be fueled with exponentially higher debt. It can't stop. If we know that wars are going to expand, if we know that wars are going to require hundreds of billions, soon to be trillions of dollars to fund, where the cash comes from, you know where it comes from. We don't have a war chest. No developed nation has it. Central banks are willing to lend because that's their goal. Central banks have but one plan, people. Again, and that is to inflate. You all know that. The more they inflate, the more they issue debt to the world. They have one product. Imagine if you had one product. I don't know. You made chapstick. And the more chapstick you sold to the world, the more rich and the more powerful you would become. Well, central banks do the same thing. Okay, their product is debt. The more debt they issue, the more they devalue their currency, the more powerful they come. The more powerful they become. Do you understand? Most people have no idea of this concept at all, but that is a fact, and that is the way the system works here. A bankrupt treasury, the United States Treasury is bankrupt. It's getting hardly any attention here. They have to be refunded. Who's buying all the debt? Of course, it's the Federal Reserve. You know that. Buying all their debt, too. This is what they want to do. I know you get it, people. I'm preaching to the choir, but we need to let more people understand what's going on. So anyway, this morning, dollar cratering, 10-year yield dropping, and you can expect global debt to balloon faster than ever. But you and I, we have our own solution to this. Bet against the debt. Become your own central bank. At least from a financial standpoint, that's what you need to do, at least in my opinion. And then we need to come together, all right? We need to understand that we are not each other's enemies. Every freaking Friday, and I'm going to do it tomorrow, I leave you off with love each other, care about each other, be charitable. I don't say these things because they're fun. I say these things because if we really adopted that kind of a mentality, read these comments, read the hatred in these comments against me and people because of their religion, because of their skin color, because they live in the world, where they live in the world. These are the trapdoors that people have fallen through. And they become slaves. They are slaves to the system. They're mind warped, mind screwed at this point. Because, again, they're just being told and sold a lie on a grand scale. And they bought it. They bought it all. All right, look, this guy here loves you a lot. If you got something out of this video, please, I'd appreciate a thumbs up. Share it. Get it out there. Comment. I will read the comments. And I will see all of you later. 4:05 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for my live stream. Have some questions ready for it. People, we got this. We got this because we know what's going on. We understand what's happening. And I want to thank all of you again for supporting my work. Those of you on the first of every month, I just ask for $5. And, you know, a fraction of you do, but I do appreciate that. Anyway, love you a lot. See you later. That's all.